Hey, good afternoon, everybody out there in podcast land. Coming to you straight live is none other than me, Brother Fonz. You know, I've been looking at the news. Well, I look at the news all the time, actually. And the more I look in regards to this virus thing that we're going through, the more just disgusted I get. It just seems so crazy and it's so ludicrous. Now, this afternoon, I noticed that the Bahamas is now denying us entry into the Bahamas because our situation has gotten so bad that the Bahamas don't even want our money. That should tell everybody how bad this thing has gotten and how bad the leadership has been in regards to this virus. Now, we no longer have Europe. Europe will no longer allow us there. The Bahamas. So when it came out that we were going to be America alone, or it was going to be all about America, it appears to be coming true because nobody wants us anymore. We've really messed up things with our allies. The disease that's running rampant in our country is to such an extent that nobody wants us to visit. Racial unrest in the street, economy is in the toilet, unemployment, sky high, unbelievable. I mean, what's going on in America today is unimaginable 6 months ago. I mean, a lot of us already knew that the person we had in charge wasn't up to the task. See, anybody can look good when times are good. I mean, it's easy to cut taxes, and that doesn't take much. Executive orders, that just takes a swipe of an ink pen. Deregulation, oh, that's always good for those who want to pollute something or want to take shortcuts. Deregulation is great for people to make money. So the stocks do go up. We understand that. I may be in a minority, but I don't own no stocks. I'm not bragging about it because actually I should. But it's so late in the game, I don't know if I even want to invest. But Wall Street and Main Street are two different entities. I know it's often touted about how good Wall Street is doing. But as I look around and peruse the parameters of my community, people are struggling. People are in line for food baskets. People are in line trying to get rental forgiveness because COVID has just ran and wreaked havoc in regards to jobs. It is amazing. And you know what the most amazing part is? That this president is getting a pass. Now, I don't want to add, well, no, yes, I do. I want to add a racial connotation to this because we all know if that was Barack Obama, he'd have been gone. He'd have been impeached. After all these things that's happened, we know he would have been gone. So that's the systemic racism that this uproar, this is what Black Lives Matter is all about. We know to the, look, the world lost their minds when he wore a tan suit. Can you imagine if he muffed the pandemic, unemployment sky high? See, because when Obama got in charge, the world had already gone to hell in a handbasket. It was in a recession. Stocks was low. He had to, without any help from Congress or the Senate, had to bring it back to somewhere where it was respectable. So when he passed it off, 45 had an opportunity to build on that. He didn't build on it from a bad situation. He built on it from a good situation. Now's the time to find out how we can build in the midst of a bad situation. And so far, nobody has proven to do it. See, this is the test of a man. The test isn't how you do when you're doing good. It's how do you stand? How do you fight? How do you bring it back when you're doing bad? And so far, 45 hasn't looked good, hasn't sounded good, and he definitely hasn't done good. He hasn't done good. Now, this is going to be the faithful that no matter what, because first of all, we do know it, he prefers the nationalist point of view, populist point of view, which steers away from people of color. We know he's anti-immigrant and all that. So he's going to have a faithful following. When he said, I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, he was actually right. Didn't know he was right at the time, but I didn't know how far people would go to ignore the rights of human beings to follow somebody. It's almost like a cult-like figure. It's almost like a Jim Jones, a modern-day Jim Jones. And now, in place of drinking the Kool-Aid to self-inflict death upon oneself, we have bystanders and enablers who will watch this man poison a country with an ideology that says, I'd rather die than put on a mask, or I'd rather see you die before I try to give you something to help save you. And there's people that's going along with it and say, yeah, that's about right. That's good. How? These are the same people that rail against abortions, the right to life, and all these things. Yet when people make decisions that doom people that are already here, doom them to death, nobody's got nothing to say. Death is death. Pre-womb or post-womb. Where is your love for life now? I find it amazing because every day, I know his party are snickering at him. Now, some actually believe in him because some of them believe in what he's doing because the trade-off is good for them. I'll follow you in the midst of crazy as long as we can make sure we maintain power, that we can suppress a vote so the Browning of America does not affect us, that we can get rid of all the immigrants and get our little Supreme Court justice. I get it. So they will ignore everything that they used to stand for and used to throw it in the faces of opposing parties, and now they have just squandered it away. They've thrown it away. Nowhere in the world can they stand on a moral center talking about their love for life or the Constitution or all men are created equal. They just can't say it with a straight face. Look at them now. They can't even stand and say it's all about democracy because they're allowing a person to shred the democratic principles and really is following the footsteps of authoritarians. See, this is just a rant from a guy who just like pays attention, looks at news, and has feelings about the country. I served the country. I went to Vietnam. I tried to do what I thought was best for me and my country. And I look at a man who hasn't, and it's totally destroying it. Still haven't heard about the bounties on the soldiers in Afghanistan. See, there's more to it than meet the eye, but they've decided that that's not important to talk about. All the things that used to be talked, we used to talk about when Benghazi was like the most favorite thing going. Over 140,000 people dying just isn't that important. It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm not going to get discouraged. I'm not going to go off on a deep end because I do believe that God has a plan for all this. He's in charge. But, his interview with Chris Wallace laid him bare in regards to how he feels about what we're going through. He's saying stuff like, it is what it is. Then he's saying stuff like, oh, it'll go away. I beg your pardon? How? What will you do in the meantime while it's going away? Yes, there's a bill. Once again, they're going to try and bail us out. But we need more money for testing and tracing and a quicker turnaround in regards to the test we take, because by the test coming back 6-7 days, it makes it null and void. How many people can you infect in 6 days if you have the virus and you're leading a regular life? How many people will you come in contact with? How do you trace all that? Multiply that by all the people they're testing. Yeah. You see, people in leadership positions, they don't acquiesce or relinquish the authority and responsibility. They know that's part of it. So they welcome it and they try to deal with it. We have a person in leadership talking about he's not responsible for anything. He's accountable for nothing except good stuff. I don't know what tomorrow brings, but I just figured I'd talk about today. I'm not going to stay on here long, but I found it to be very interesting. And I do realize the reason why I speak is because if one person can understand what I'm saying and change the way they feel in regards to this election and say, I gotta get away from 45, then it's well worth it. That's what this is all about. Trying to encourage people to vote or change their vote one person at a time. Because right now, it doesn't look good for America. And this gentleman, he's ready to go all out. He's already putting the troops in the streets. It won't be long. It won't be long. Hey, look, man, I just want y'all to have a good day. I just figured I'd get on here and just give you some of my thoughts. Nothing special. Have a great day, and God bless.